This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Broads. In the saddle with you. In for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 215-592-9494. Tanner McKee gets the nod on Sunday. How you feeling? Are you going to be looking at him saying, huh? That's fascinating. Jalen this, Jalen that? Are you going to be looking at him? You know what it almost reminds me of? One of those guys where some hot girl breaks up with them. And then they're always on their Instagram story. And they're checking out to see what's going on. What's the hot ex-girlfriend doing? Always looking around at what she's doing still. You know, you're going to be watching Tanner McKee. You're going to be thinking about Jalen Hurts. So you're with some other woman now and all you're doing is checking up on what the ex is doing.
Always thinking about QB1.
Always thinking about QB1.
Took you to the mountaintop.
Oh yeah, you ended up having a nice time with said woman. You reached the mountaintop. The climax was great. And then you meet someone else down the road, and you're always going back to say, "Oh, what's she doing? What's she doing?"
You think it can get better, but honestly,
yeah, that climax was hot. Mm-hmm. That climax was feeling good. That's the best climax you had, and you dreamed about that climax. Your whole life, you finally got it. And what, you think, hey, we're good now. I don't need it again. Okay. Then you wait a couple years and realize, damn, I haven't known that in quite some time.
Should have went back to JH.
Which I wish I still was talking to, you know, That's QB1.
That's
QB1. I think that worked. Let's check in on the Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, wants to wish the Birds well in the playoffs. Let's bring one more title back home. All right, the Twitter poll, which you can follow me on Twitter, at Broads81, shameless plug. Hey, how you doing? Will you be comparing Tanner McKee to Jalen Hurts on Sunday? 75% no, 25% yes. We're going back the wrong way, ladies and gentlemen. We got all the way up to 77% at one point. Let's go. Let's use our brain, please. What did I tell you we were going to listen to? Oh, Jordan Mailata. Let's listen to Jordan Mailata. So, Jordan Mailata, he feels good. He feels confident that this team can go on a run. This is what the left tackle had to say.
Guys, we have. I think we've been here before. We've been doubted before. We've had these same questions heading into playoffs last year. You know? And so, like, for us, it's just we welcome that challenge. It's not like we're just pushing it under the carpet. Like, we're doing everything we can to get this run game going, to get this play action game going, to help you know, give our defense a rest. But we've been here before. We've been doubted. And every time we've proven them wrong. So that's why I have confidence.
I wonder what it'll sound like if they squeak by a home game in the wild card round, right? They do this traditional way of winning in 2025. So it'll look something along the lines of 15-12, maybe. And then the next three games, Jalen balls out. Like, plays really, really good. Forget what the numbers say, but you watch the game, you feel it. He's in control. My guy's using his legs. He's running for 60-something yards, has a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown. He's got 260 yards, no turnovers, and he's just in control. And he does that for a divisional round, an NFC championship, and a Super Bowl. And goes back-to-back. And then the next season, the passing game looks rough for the first seven games. Do you think we do this all over again, or at some point you realize he's a big game guy?
No, we do it all over again.
We do it all over again?
Yeah.
Even if he's coming off with two straight Super Bowls?
Yes.
I'm going to punch everybody in the face then. We're going to do a live WIP show where you get to walk up and get punched by yours truly. And we just pop, next, pop. And I just punch you all in the face if that's the case.
You know what's messed up? I think a couple people would show up to
you're
that.
Damn right, we get it sponsored. Get a sponsor, too. Be nice.
Good work.
Yeah, now my head's spinning. Huh. Interesting. All right, let's go to Dr. Carl in Ardmore. What's up, Dr. Carl?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
I got you. What's up?
Okay, couple things. One, Sirianni's sort of the decision to rest may put him in a position of you can't win no matter what you do. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If he lets them play, God forbid somebody gets hurt, your place would be inundated Monday morning with how could he have done that?
Mm-hmm.
He's made the right call. And I know that if the Bears lose and we win, they're going to say he should have done this, he should have done that. But at the moment, I really do think he's made the right call. Period. I'm surprised, as a matter of fact, when you just listed who's going to play, that Barkley's playing. That was a surprise to me, too.
Well, I think there's a chance some of the guys I didn't mention don't play. It's just these were the guys who were ruled out on Friday's practice. So, yeah,
okay.
There'll be some more names.
All right. My parting shot is this. And by the way, I had a laugh at Carl from New Jersey, who said that his was a superb analysis. Nice that he has that opinion of himself. So-called haters. I wish you'd stop that business about haters. I think it's reasonable to criticize or at least evaluate our quarterback without being called a hater.
Yeah, but people take it to the point where they're hating.
Well, I criticize him sometimes.
Well,
I think he's a good quarterback,
yeah.
But I don't hate the guy.
Well,
I
that's
respect
fair.
The guy. He's a bright guy. He's
that's because you have the right opinion, but there are people... Dr. Carl, I took some calls that said he should no longer be the franchise quarterback 4 games after winning the Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I get it. No, I get it. I get it. You can't win.
Right,
thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carl. I appreciate it. See, it seems like Dr. Carl's measured. That sounded like a polished man.
That's why he's a doctor.
Right. Now, I agree that you – I've said this a million times. I said this on the Jalen Hurts Appreciation Show, the second annual. You're allowed to criticize Jalen Hurts. He is not a perfect quarterback. He is not a perfect quarterback. The job is to have a quarterback that can win a Super Bowl. There's only a handful of them. In the NFL, 7-8 guys that can win a Super Bowl. Maybe you would say there's 10 guys that can win a Super Bowl. Your job is to get one of the guys that can win a Super Bowl. That's the job. You have one. Now, he's not perfect. It comes with a unique look. But you have to get over that. That's a personal problem. Can you win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts? Yes, I'm good. You can critique him. You can critique him. But I do think coming off of a Super Bowl, you got to be fair in your critique. He just won a Super Bowl. So
the other quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs this year, Elliott's had this point that he would take Jalen as the second best quarterback in the NFC playoffs.
Okay, who do you take? Matthew Stafford?
Matt Stafford's number one.
Okay, fair.
Would you still take Jalen number two? So you have Matt Stafford, you have Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, as of right now, Bryce Young, Brock Purdy, and Jordan Love. And even if you want to throw Baker Mayfield in there as well, put Baker in there as well. Would you still take Jalen number two?
I would say if you say Matthew Stafford one, Jalen two, that is very fair and honest. Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think.
And even if you bring in the AFC, what do we got? Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix, Drake May, Josh Allen.
So I think Drake May this year is balling. Like, balling.
Yeah.
I got to see him keep this up for fun. Because I saw C.J. Stroud ball his first year. Then, you know, again, like I'm saying with Tanner McKee, there is something to be said when you play for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. There is an adjustment to the league, and then you have to adjust to what the league adjusts to. So there's a lot of work to be done. If you wanted to say Drake May this year, if you want to put Josh Allen up there because you love him, fine. But now we have Jalen Hurts at 4, right? We got Stafford, May. If we're just being...
Yes.
If we're trying to say who could be over him, let's go with Stafford, May, Allen. What else?
So you have Bo Nix, no.
I'm not taking him over, Jalen.
Trevor Lawrence, no.
I'm not taking him over.
C.J. Stroud, no. Justin Herbert.
No, I'm not.
I say no also.
I'm not.
I think the
four. Did we get four?
I think Brock Purdy has the best case to be over
him. He's playing well.
That's why he's playing very well right now.
Think about what people were saying about Brock Purdy 3-something years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Not even think about what they were saying 2 months ago.
Right.
They were saying Mac Jones should be the starter.
Right. Exactly. So he's in the top 5 of the quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. So shove that where the sun doesn't shine. Eric in California. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, so, Broads.
Yes.
Hey, what's Gabagool?
That's not me.
You sure?
I'm positive. I am not Tommy Down the Shore.
He tried to catch it.
Yeah, well, he did. It's so funny, though, the amount of people that really... And I get why. Listen, I hear it, and I understand why people assume it is not me. I promise.
Well, I just want to point out that several times during this program today, which has been stellar...
Thank you.
You used the phrase, a certain type of... You said, oh, do you think Carson Wentz feels a certain type of way about Jalen
Hurts? I think
Hurts?
That's a certain type of ham or whatever.
it's the exact same cadence and rhythm. I go,
well, it's because,
gotta be Tommy.
Eric, it's because I am a fan of the afternoon show. I love those guys to death. You know that. I listen to the show, so I probably picked up on it just by default, and now here I am sounding like them. That's funny.
Okay. So... I wanted to ask you the following. A couple days ago, Jalen was at the press conference, and they asked him about sequencing. How does he like the sequencing in the second half? And Jalen's answers were, I don't want to make excuses. As a competitor, I need to find a way to win despite problems and limitations. And he made a couple comments that I interpreted as, KP's not doing a great job in sequencing. We're getting some bad plays thrown at me, but I got to find a way to win anyway.
Well, he's right. He's right, and you're right with his assessment. I mean, it is true where you can listen to so many experts, and when they break down the tape, they really are confused on what's trying to get accomplished. And it's not crazy to think, Eric, that a first-time play caller with Super Bowl expectations is having a little bit of a difficult time trying to find his way. It probably makes sense. Like, it's not a knock on him to say that he's struggling in this certain situation, but he is. He is. And Jalen is definitely being affected by it.
Yeah, it blows my mind that people want to put it on Jalen. You go, what the biggest change between last year and this year is KP. Even if the O-line's banged up and they're only 75% of what they were last year, the offense is deteriorated by a far greater amount. And that has to be. The biggest change was putting in a rookie play caller. And what upsets me the most is our defense is so good. We have a historic opportunity to go back-to-back, and we just need the offense to play average. Can we get 3 first downs and a half? That's not too much to ask.
Eric, if they play average, they're blowing everybody out by 50.
We could have blown out the Bills. We could have blown out the Lions. We could have blown out the Packers just with average offense. So, I think next season, I don't care what happens. KP's got to go. You got to bring in a Gruden, someone that's old enough that won't want to go to a. The beautiful thing about Fangio is he's so old, he doesn't want to be a head coach anymore. He's done that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so, like a young guy, even if you had a Ben Johnson type, they're going to get plucked, especially when you have Sirianni.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want that, though? I would take a Ben Johnson. I'm with you in theory, you know, like a Jim Caldwell, an old guy who's been around that isn't going to look to get a new job. But, I mean, I do also want to be with the top. Where if you're telling me we can get a Ben Johnson for just 1 year, I would take that and run around nude.
Then you'd have to.
Yeah, you'd have to do it again. I know. You'd have to do it again.
You said to get rid of Sirianni. You can keep him. Or get like a, I don't know. I don't know why they don't call Gruden. Be like, look, you have enough knowledge to install
there's a lot. And Eric, thank you. There's a lot surrounding Gruden in regards to him coming back to the National Football League. A lot that went on there. Here's my gut. Here's my gut. KP's back. I think that's happened. I think they're going to give him another year. Now, I think that would be a problem because everyone talks about continuity. Don't you want continuity? Yeah, I want continuity with the right guy. I don't want continuity just for continuity's sake. I want it to be the right guy. And I kind of joke around about my frustration with KP, but I mean it. He really does tick me off. I do think that he's someone who can live in a different space in the NFL, meaning if he was the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans and they won 7 games, 8 games, and he was learning and he was sort of getting experience and you get to see what he's like in his second year and you're watching him grow as an OC and you go a second year with him because you see some things you like. He won 6 games, 7 games, and you watch him blossom, fine. But we're not in that situation. We're not in the let's watch him blossom situation. So, but he's going to be back.
He's going to be back.
He's going to be back. And that's I'm going to freak out.
One thing that this is more of just like a hope for Petullo for next year. He's been a coach in the NFL since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1 year where he was the senior offensive analyst for Texas A&M and then came right back to the NFL.
Yep.
So he's been around the league for
20 years. Yep.
If he can't grow and improve himself over that time, then he wouldn't be in the NFL for this long.
Right.
He has to grow. He has to open his mind, try different things, you know, just be a better play caller over the offseason and just learn how to do that over the offseason. And if he hasn't learned anything from 2007, if he's the same guy from 2007, then that is impossible. So that's where you can hold out some hope. The guy's been around for long enough that he's had to change at some point. You just hope that he can make some changes this offseason.
So I was actually thinking you were going to go the other way there. Guy's been in the league for 20-something years, and he's just getting his sniff now. You know what I mean, though? Like, now in this new era of young youth, this, that, the other, like, it hurts you when you're 50. You're probably more intriguing when you're 29. Yet this guy's been in the league for almost 20 years now, and nobody ever wanted to scoop him up? I don't know. Maybe that's being a little... Because Nick Sirianni, no one knew who the hell he was, and he's been good.
Exactly. So, yeah. And I think this is the biggest position that he's had in the NFL. He's never been an offensive coordinator before this year. So maybe if he did have that mindset of, I've been around long enough, I can do it my way and no one else's way, maybe this is when he wakes up and says, ooh, I got to make some changes. Yeah. I can't miss this opportunity.
You're right. You're right. And yeah, maybe. Maybe there's some natural progression involved over those 20-something years. But all right, let's go to Morgan in California. What's up, Morgan?
What's up, Broads?
What's up, man?
A long-time listener, man. I just wanted to call in. Like, I appreciate you, like, your support for Jalen, because, honestly, I'm out here in California. I'm, like, originally from Pennsylvania. I just in the military for about, like, 17 years out here.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I'm just saying, like I've been listening to you since, honestly, I remember it was the post-game of the St. Louis Cardinals series. I just remember, I was like, man, I got to listen to this guy. And, man, I'm following you ever since you got
here.
Well,
thanks, man.
I'm proud of you, honestly.
Thank you.
Dude.
That means the world, man. Thank you so much.
All right. But, yeah, honestly, I'm just excited for the postseason. I'm excited for to see where we're going to get because, honestly, I don't want to, like, get my hopes up. But at the same time, if our defense just continues to play what we're doing and we can just maybe 10% better on stuff too, that's all we need. And all of these fans, which I don't want to say all the fans, but a good probably about 10% of the fans that call in saying, oh, we just insert – Tanner McKee were to be better. It's like, okay, have you watched the Eagles the last couple of years of Jalen Hurts? So I appreciate you with your support and your Jalen Hurts appreciation today because that's what we need. That's the type of broadcaster that we need on this show. So I just wanted to call on them.
Well, thank you, man. That means the world. And again, thank you for your service. Listen, everybody is entitled to their opinion about the quarterback, right? Just because they don't feel the same passion as me doesn't mean they're any less obligated or to be doing this, right? I want to be clear. Because I say this all the time to people who love my Jalen stuff. There's going to be a time where you hate what I say. We're not going to see eye to eye on everything. And there are certain things in football that people don't see eye to eye on with Jalen. I don't get it, but that's okay. That's part of this. You're going to hate me this baseball season. You're going to hate me this baseball season because I hate everything they've done so far. But let's not get to that. I'll have plenty of time to rip that apart. But thank you for the kind words. The defense. He mentioned them still being able to do stuff because of the defense. The recipe is there. There is a way to win how they've been playing. You might not like hearing that. It doesn't mean they should strive
for greatness.
There you go. I had it first the right time. Here I am questioning myself. Shame on me. They don't strive for that, but it can work. It's ugly. It's gross. I hate it. I despise it. It's miserable. It's pathetic. It makes me sick. It works. I know they shouldn't, again, strive for that. But Nick Sirianni put it up on the graphic that got locked up on Hard Knocks there, and everybody screenshotted it and put it out. They're 42-2 when they win the turnover battle. They win all these games with this equation. The equation works. It is hideous. But it can survive more playoff games. And it can survive through an NFC Championship game. It can. It's miserable. But it can. 215-592-9494. We roll into the final hour. Talk about a quick 3-hour burst. We got one more together, though. 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. I'm not going to compare Jalen's season to anything I see on Sunday from Tanner McKee. Are you? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Luke has the greatest segment in radio history coming your way with the top five at five. That's next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.